Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode.
The noise doesn't bother me. It is pretty loud from outside of my van, to be honest. When I've been parked next to other people, they're like, it sounds like an airplane.
Wow.
But it doesn't bother me. And it's really only loud when it's getting started, when it's on high. It has a thermostat, so once it reaches the temperature you set it to, it goes down to low, and then it just kind of maintains a quieter hum. But I'm probably not the best person to ask about noise, because I'm just not sensitive to it.
Sure, and I don't mean to dig into the minutia of the SBAR-DL on the podcast, except that it's interesting to me that, you know, that particular system I think is really great, and then the noise thing, I've been wondering if there's a way to really vastly minimize the exterior noise so that you could pull in, you know, to a tight campground and not worry about other people keeping other people awake or whatever. But
yeah, it's quieter than a generator for sure.
Cool.
But it does have that little hum to it still. And I'm sure there's ways, like, that everyone on the internet has figured out a way to do just about everything, but like,
exactly.
I guess it's bad. I don't care. So, like, to make it quieter, it's been fine.
Sure. Yeah, it's like there's enough to deal with, but at least
maybe I won't have neighbors then.
Right, and I assume you're not blasting hip hop in the campground or country music or death metal.
No, and honestly, like because I work overnight hours, I'm in bed really early. We're not very exciting or wild neighbors, besides the fact that I'm up in the middle of the night for my job.
Yeah. Okay, so getting the van all ready for some long-term travel. And you plan, your kind of brackets for travel will be what, mid-October or November through?
So I will leave as soon as I can. As soon as these things are done, I'm hoping I will only be here another week.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll start making my way east. My family is in Michigan, so the goal is to be there at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then the other goal is to take exactly that many weeks to get there. So
gotcha.
I would love to just kind of slow roll my way all the way there. I find, like, when you, and maybe this isn't true for everybody, but most people I know who grew up in a state, it really takes, like, leaving to be able to come back and then want to explore it. Like, I've seen such a small amount of Michigan, so I want to go back and actually go through the Upper Peninsula if I can make it back before the weather gets too cold. And I make my way down through the Upper Peninsula and see a bunch of the things in my home state that I haven't experienced before. So I try not to make plans when I travel until, like, right before, because I love the open-endedness of, like, being able to say yes to whatever opportunity arises. As I meet people on the road, as, like, things fall into my lap, to not have anything set in stone so that I can be like, oh, yeah, I will follow you to this interesting experience or this cool place, or oh, you can get us tickets to this thing, okay, yeah, let's go. I don't have a route. I will plan it kind of day by day, and then eventually end up back there by the end of November.
Wonderful. Yeah, that aspect of being prepared for spontaneity.
Yeah.
I love that way of thinking, because it's like, wait, you want to go do whatever you want to do and jump at opportunities as they pop up. Well, you have to be ready for that. Like, it doesn't happen accidentally, right? You have to plan for unexpected things.
So, you do, and it takes a certain mindset. I used to be a planner, and, like, you know, everything was a list and well organized, and I've really let that go, but it's allowed me to do so many more things and experience, you know, whatever happens. And but you do have to be prepared to, like, go and not have a plan. Some people just can't, like, they have to have a plan.
Sure.
For their sanity. So yeah, it is being prepared to, like, figure it out as you go.
Yeah, and that's a good point. There are personality types involved, but I really believe that personality is much more fluid than many people want to allow it to
Yes.
be, and that not being set in our ways, and those are some of the advantages and possibilities that are provided to us when we're when we can live wherever we want, more or less whenever we want, where. It's like if you're gonna go someplace you've never been and be have the freedom to move around and stuff, holding on to rigid ideas, it's a bad idea, and it's a bad plan, and it takes time and effort, and there's a s elements of luck in there. It sounds like you've been lucky to be able to work from the road, and you had cash together to build your van, and all of these things that have kind of come together for you to allow you to do these things. But nonetheless, the thing that you said a minute ago about some people just can't do it. Well, the thing is, we all can. It's just a question of will we allow ourselves to.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. The people that I talk to that say, "Oh, I could never do that because I need this, 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 and this." And it's like, yes, if that's a hard line for you, then you're right, you couldn't do it. But I think the people who knew me, even 5 years ago, definitely 10 years ago, would have never, ever, ever, ever pegged me as the person to live in a van on the road. So like you, if you're open to that change and you're willing to sacrifice the things that you think you are or the things you think you need, then yeah, you open up a whole avenue for growth.
Wow, well said. Very well said. You just said I babbled for 5 minutes and you said it all in one sentence. So last time we talked, you mentioned your opportunistic snowboarding crew that you fell into last winter, yes?
So I think it was through somebody that I had connected with on Instagram. We had not met in real life yet, but we had messaged back and forth about things, and we had talked about winter plans. I was getting an Ikon pass, which allows you to access a bunch of different ski resorts all over the country. You get some resorts are unlimited, others have a restriction on how many days you can go, but as a van dweller, having a pass like that, like a collective mountain pass, is the way to be able to travel and ski on a for a reasonable amount of money. And so they found out that I had this pass. We were talking about where we were going to go, and then they started just like collecting van friends either through Instagram or through real life. I think most of them were like, "Hey, I knew this person on Instagram. They mentioned having the same pass. Add them to the group. As you know people, add them to the group." So then we had this group chat on Instagram of all of these van dwellers who have the same ski pass, and we were sharing information about the best places to park near these places, or like if anyone had info on like how to get a shower or a good restaurant to go to. So we were swapping information, but then eventually I ended up in the same spot as another couple that was in this group. And so we spent the day skiing together in Colorado. And then a few weeks later, it was like, I don't know, maybe six or eight of us were all in the same area at the same ski resort. And now since we were going on this chat back and forth, as one person would be at a ski resort, they'd, blast the message to everyone and say, "Hey, who's coming to Copper Mountain this weekend?" And then everyone's trying to get to the same location. So there were a few times this winter where, we had 8 to 10 rigs, most of them couples, so twice as many people. And we'd ski together all day, and then in the evenings we'd all be parked up next to each other, and it was such a cool community experience where I had experiences with the van community before through like van gatherings and stuff. But I felt like with those van gatherings, while they were amazing and I met some awesome people, you're really taking like our commonality is we live in vans, which means we are vastly different people, which was really cool. But then when you break it down to, okay, we all live in vans and we're all on the West Coast and we all ski and snowboard, now you've got this group of people who are way more similar. And so it was really fun to have people that right off the bat we connected, we became really close friends. you know, we'd ski together for a week and then we might disperse and go to different places. And then all of a sudden we're all back in Utah at the same time and spending another week together. So that was definitely like the highlight of my winter living in a van.
Wow. That's really cool. Yeah. Again, opportunity, you know, taking the opportunity bull by the horns. And
yeah,
that's cool. That must've been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year with that same group.
Yeah, I was all the time I was thinking, wait a minute, this is all pre-COVID.
This was all pre-COVID, yeah. As soon as COVID hit, we were all scattered in different states when COVID hit. And I know a couple of them were in Canada even and then had to kind of make the quick call to get back to the States.
Yeah.
I think...
Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to Vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at Vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the Vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to Vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road. I've got the blues about Miss So-and-so, and the dog's got the blues about me. And I need this morning, it's my heart full, I've been crying.